Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. Enough Kufi Tess and Aleph, three lines from the top. Amma, you said before, now that we lost out, the Maraglim forfeited their share in Etzisrom. Their grandchildren, their grandchildren will not yashin, or the children will not yashin the Meraglim share, but the Meraglim's parent share, they will yashin, and it bypasses the Meraglim. Omar says in them before, Habonim Notlu, the children of the Meraglim, they ended up taking Bishchus Avi Avim. Not in the Bishchus Meraglim, they have nothing, but the Bishchus of Avi Avim, their father's father. Or Bishchus Avi Imoisein. If their mother was the only daughter, and their mother then yashin their father, they get in the schus of the zaydith of the mother, and we totally bypass the meraglim. Votanya, we learned b'schus atzma. We learned elsewhere that the people who went into Yisrael, the eniklach of the meraglim, went into Yisrael, were zayche in Yisrael in their own merit. You're telling me now it goes in the schus of the zaydith, like kasha. If you follow the opinion that says Israel was divided, a portion amongst the people who left Mitzrayim, so then we say that it goes back to the Zayda. And the other Brais that says that it was a portion according to those who came in follows Bayaritz, obviously. Both had to do with Bayaritz. Like Kasha, it's not a question. Oh, the Havi ben Esim, they were 20 years old and came to Israel, so then they what? They got in their own right. The loy Havi ben Esim, they're not 20 years old, so they get nothing in their own right. But they had brothers who were over 20, so those brothers, Yashin, goes back to the Chazara, goes back to the Zayda, and then it gets redistributed. Then the under 20s get also, but not in their own schus, they get in the schus of their Zaydas. Okay, we just discussed B'choy Neutel Pishnei Chalokim. We just said B'choy gets double, right? Even in this case over here, when you go back to Mitzrayim, fascinating Gemara that we're going pages and pages to discuss and argue about an event that already happened. And my nafkamina, whatever we think today, how they divided Israel. Like my nafkamina today to us. Yeah, but that's not an answer. Go 2-3 blot of Pearl Jacques Matai. It has to be Negei somehow. Somehow, if we say the Gates of Mitzrayim, we say the Boy Arutz.
How it was done.
Yeah, but we have to know on all these questions that Papa asked, one after another. It's like this, like in Drush, there's in Drush form, you find there's a whole Naf Kamina, which way we go, yeah.
So then you can ask the question, the Tzaylis, Naf spends time telling us what the whole thing would happen to Binyamin, right? Then he got lost, and the whole tribe got lost, and then they did whatever it is. So what's the halachic? Listen to that from us. What halacha can we learn out of all that? You know, they have bills from other tribes and so on and so forth to propagate the tribe.
That's a history thing.
You can say the moral lesson in terms of what tragedy that happened. But halachically,
Drush, they talk about what's the main. What made Eden worthy of Eretz Yisrael? Is it as soon as they left Mitzrayim they worthy of Eretz Yisrael, or only after they had 40 years of learning Torah? They were elevated to a certain madrega, and now they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Who yashed Eretz Yisrael? The Nasa alone is enough, or you needed the Nishma also? Nishma took 40 years. When are they ready?
The only reason you have to learn 40 years of Torah is because
of the Torah. I don't know why. It's all part of the plan. But what made them wrote Eretz Yisrael? Anyway. So the Pchoy took double, and why did the Pchoy? Now we're going to revisit this question we had before, which we till now we learned Eretz Yisrael Mechzekesi. The Abish's pledge is as if it already happened. We have a rule that it says, well, that you own the Pchoy only gets a double portion. What's there? Not in what is potential. So what's Pshat? Let's push it, say that they get a double portion in the pegs of the tents. In other words, things that the people already owned, not in the karka net row. When we say that they get double portion, is in the metalkin that already exists, but not in row. Mozi Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Oim, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'noi Shlofcha notu dalet chalokim. It says that the B'noi Shlofcha took in four chalokim, and one of the chalokim is Shlofcha's double portion of Haifa's land in Eretz Yisrael. What hacks the Chinese about Metalkin? Shanemar, it says, Vayiplu chevelin Menashe, Asore. Exactly. That the ropes of Menashe, and the reason why it's called ropes is because every property was measured by ropes. So therefore, it's called ropes, 10. And how do you get the Cheshbin? Oh, by a double portion. Elo Rabba, Eretz Yisrael, Muchzekesi. Eretz Yisrael is Muchzik. Let's do Rashbams. One line above the white lines. But you say this Olim, the pegs of the tent, claim it. But Metalkin. But they all owned Metalkin in the desert. Keep going. You say this, the pegs are taken by Olim, that they peg down the tents, v'shar metalklin, any other portable items muchzokim ben that they already own. Lahachin nokad yisaidus olim. Why do we dafka choose to this as an example? The vade lekulin hoya olim. Every Yiddish family had to have a tent. Ve'ain odin b'mid b'lo oil. There's not a person in the lived in the desert who didn't have a tent. We're not homeless people. Maybe Taka didn't receive a chaylik pchayin atzor because only a row. When the Mishnah says that they were entitled to three or four shares, it's bein mekaka bein metaltlin mighty. They were not levad mechaylik pchayin mighty metaltlin. They get three portions, which is normal, and the fourth portion, the extra one, the double portion, was only metaltlin. Chevli menashe. Hainu karka, we're talking about land there. Shecholkin b'chevel, because they use ropes to cordon them off, or to show each, you know, the dimensions of each property. V'chel b'chay, then me'elu arba chavolim hoya. And the chel b'chay was from these chavolim, from karka. Muchzekezi li'yotzei mitzrayim. It's already there, as Kiddush Yivet says. V'nosati oysa lechem b'roshek. Klem anin nosati lechem b'roshek. I gave it to you already. So what about you? We're going to ask a question. Meisel asked a question. Omer Rab Chitka said, Shimon Hashikimuni Hoyili Chover had a very good friend known by the name of Shimon Hashikimuni, and you should know he's Metamid Rabbi Akiva. L'chayli, he'll be one of the 24,000 who passed away. We don't know too many of their names, but here's one. V'kach Hoyi Rab Shimon Hashikimuni Oimer, and this is what Rab Shimon Hashikimuni used to say. Yoideya Hoyi Moshe Rabbeinu Shibonai Tzlovcha Diyoshe Zayim. Do you think, as the Rashbam explains very nicely, do you think that it wouldn't have been for the story of Benoit Shlavchad, we would never have received the dinim of Yerusha? Because if you think that, then you walk around thinking that the Torah is incomplete. What happens if our story didn't happen? We never would have been given the dinim of that story. So then the Torah is incomplete. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the laws of inheritance. Of course, we got that. What Rosh Hashanah is masupig in was, are they entitled to in Bayetzim Mitzrayim? Are they entitled to a double portion or not? And that's what the story brought out. This particular incident. By the same token, Parshat Nachla should have been written. They were zeichet that the Parshat was written in their name, and not only once but twice. V'nichtevo al yodon was written through them. We'll soon see why. And the same token, by the Mekoshe, Moshe is dead. Taisa says, how do you know? Because since the Mechal Shabbos like Ovid Avodah Zorah, and we knew Ovid Avodah Zorah is Chaim, he says, so too Shabbos. What didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know? What did Mekoshe tease out of that? What kind of Misa? Chenek? Skila, what is it? Shenema Mechal Moshe Yumis, Avaloyo Yedei, he did not know. Now, why didn't he know? If he knew he chayiv misa, why assume anything but chenik? We have Rashi in the Torah says that every stam misa is chenik, because it's like avodah zarah, and avodah zarah deserves more than chenik. Avodah zarah does get more than chenik. So what's Shabbos? The ru yahayse pashas mekayse is because they meisha also chayiv mekayse is v'nichter al yaday. It could have been said by Moshe alone, but it was said through mekayse because of the story. Rashbam. 5 lines at the bottom. Yaday Moshe Rabbeinu shabnoi slavch liyoshes and kemoi ben like a son. Shari dinin it's tavu ben mora. So Rashbam learns because we already had all of this dinin in mora. Kedaminim esan had in chesiv some like chayik and mishpat. They had a number of dinin that was given them, including the laws of inheritance. Umasa de benoit slavchad ba'arves moya b'seif hamem shana. When did this story happen? 40 years later, because mora was even predates the matan Torah. That's number one. That's how they could have learned. But furthermore, even if they didn't have these dinim dikalim, the idea that a girl yashins, they already knew the mikal meila pashas yivami, they knew that just like a son exonerates the mother from a yivam from marrying the brother-in-law, so to a daughter. Shabbas kiben kirchiv umeis echad behem uben ain love ayin love. It says look into it, which means a son or a daughter. That's where they learned that actually that a girl is just like a boy, because just like a boy exempts the mother from even so does a girl. And therefore this is the taina. If we have a din like a son, that we exempt the mother from Yibum, then we should also yashin like a son. And if you can tell me that we don't yashin like a son, then we're not really a child. If we're not a child, then why isn't our mother chayiv in marrying a brother-in-law even though we're alive? Now, the din of Yibam itself, the Ramban says in Chumash, was not given to the Yid until the very end of the 40 years. So it's a little bit hard to understand how they, unless that din was given, even though it's a Pasha Kaseitz at the end, maybe it was given like a week before this was given, and then That's why they came. Maybe that's why they came there with a tanya. Now you told me Yibum. Oh, we got a shaila.
So what you're saying?
Must be. In Dvarim we actually say smuchin. Rabbi Yehuda is moided that even though there's no smuchin in the whole Torah, but he's moided in Dvarim the smuchin that we could learn from the juxtaposition of psukim because there is some kind of an order there.
That's in the one sefer though.
Yeah.
So therefore, Yibum is in Dvarim, and this is in the midrash.
We know that both happened at the end of the 40 years. So, but which order we don't know. So we'll say yeah. Rajban, don't say. Now look at Rajban says. What's the most question? The loy taima, don't come with an apokrysha argument and say that im loy dibru b'roid slavcha. What would have happened? Slavcha wouldn't have come up with the tainus. The loy is chayiv because or the b'kayish wouldn't have done his activity. How you stay pasha lo chasoyim atayde chasoyim. We would have been missing the laws of Shabbos and the law of inheritance. Who knows how many more mitzvahs are missing? The story's never happened. Can't be visually eat a meisim. Can't be. It would have given it anyway.
What connection is there to the laws?
Because that's what Mekosha did. Mekosha chopped wood and carried wood.
So in other words, it looks like Megabi Shabbos, the Ebush to gave the Filet Mois Yumos, but he didn't specify what the Missa is because you wait until you have a case and then I'll reveal to you.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. There was a reason for it because back to me, yeah. Only Rav Yehuda says that. From here, everyone has a Kasha Rav Yehuda. So they say, Hoyda Shahya. We'll have a Sanhedrin. The Gemara actually asks a question. Rav Bam Shem Kosh Misa, Bavagam, not here. Avagad, the Chesivit says, Kiloi, Poydish, Mayasaloi. It says, Lachayda, that Moshe Ben said, we don't know what to do with him. Not that he doesn't know what to do with him. Hanshla Yedei, he miskil, Chamur, he mechenig a cow. He just didn't know what kind of punishment we give him. The Gemara explained right now. He
does the same thing with the Gadab, also in the news.
Exactly. And that's why they're both in jail at the same time. That's right. Go again, okay. Listen, Drush, you can have a level of license. Okay. Shemigalgun is chus ayide zakai from here. You learn out that since Bnei Slavcha, which said Kani is, they were zeichy that a whole parsha of Torah is written in their name. The choyv ayide chayiv and the mekeshes was written a whole parsha because he is guilty, and therefore we thought, you know what, he's guilty. Let it be recorded by him. Rashbam shemigalgun is chus shabonim va'kreivim yishes kreveim. It's chus. What's the chus? Chus is that children should yashin their relatives. That's a chus. That's a positive thing. That the skill is much worse. People would rather die. They're going to be killed away. They'd rather have a simpler death. So this is a chayva. I'm not sure what Rashbam feels necessary to explain why getting killed is called a chayva. But look at the taste here. I have a filik tanish behind loy nisas pachas ma'aboy shana. We'll see the more later what there was talking about. But look at the taste. Needle at Ashbel. The Savala we hold command Omar Rabbi Akiva, who says in Shabbos that Slavcha had Hainu Mekoshish. In fact, Slavcha was the Mekoshish. That's why the Braisa brings these two examples. Umaisa HaMekoshish HaYibetchilas Aboim. You know when the story of Mekoshish happened? The beginning of the 40 years. The same time they got it. When? Miyad Acha Maisa Meraglim. This happened the first Shabbos after the story of Meraglim. Why after the story of Meraglim? Another Medrash says right after Matan Torah, the first Shabbos Matan Torah. That's why the Gemara says the Moly Yisrael, you know, kept one Shabbos. That means the first Shabbos at Matan Torah, the Mechal, the Mekoshish. But why did he do that? What was his kavana? So the Amar b'Medrash l'shem Shemayim this kavan. His intention was l'shem Shemayim. Shahayim in Yisrael after the story of Meraglim, the Eden became despondent and said, "Look, we're not going to make it to Yisrael. Kivin shenigzal lein shelchol ha'odah. We're not going to Yisrael. M'maisei Meraglim. Nu shuvei mechiyam mitzvos. Why bother doing mitzvos?" Omad v'chilul Shabbos, he deliberately went ahead and chal Shabbos. Kadesh yehorig, he should get killed. The yiru acherim, and others will see. The loy nasu, and these girls didn't get married. So if I'm shani can muchu krab, we'll see later. So he was actually a tzaddik. So you know more come a chayva ayde chayiv. He wasn't a chayva at all. He was a big tzaddik. The Mashal says that what was he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly that he get misa for that, as the Gemara says right here. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what kind of misa, and it bothered him to see that his rebbe doesn't know something. So he was Moise Nefesh, this is Mashal says, he was Moise Nefesh and he went ahead in Malach HaShabbos so that his Rebbe should also know this. And how can he do that? chatzadik, because it's a malacha shentzich legufa. Because he didn't pick up the wood, he needed the wood. He did it in order to get killed so that they should know what death. So he didn't do an aveda. It's a malacha shentzich legufa. So why did he get killed? Because we don't know his kavanas. So mitzad us, he gets killed as a rasha. Mitzad the Eibishta, he did a shem shemayim because of a malacha shentzich legufa. So yeah, the best of all the worlds.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he said. The Eibishter knew his kavana in order to cover the rabbi.
If he says that, you can still get off the hook here and the
Chachamim Yeah. We can't. Malachas and Lufa, we can't do anything. But you're talking about if he tells the Eidim that I'm doing it for the sand, yeah, of course you get off. So I think one of Eidim. Back to Gemara. Now this is my leading up to my question. If Yisrael belongs to every Yid, so Michael Mestapkalei, you're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu's suffix was whether they were entitled to a double portion or not. But if you tell me that Yisrael belongs right to every Yid, of course they're a double portion. That itself was a suffix based on a pasuk. See, if it says in the pasuk, "V'nasati lechem," I will give to you. He says the Eved says to Eden, "I will give the Eved to Moshe." Will give says to Eden, "I will give to you. I'll give Eved Yisrael my Russia." Now, my Russia can have two definitions. Either my Russia means an inheritance to you, or my Russia means that you're going to bequeath it to somebody else. Because my Russia is like part of neutral, can be attached either way. That's right. Ani Hashem. So the question like this: is he saying Yerushahi lechem aviseichem? You are the heirs. You can inherit it. In that case, then we're entitled to like any other inheritance to a double portion. Ideal mishemayrishin. But the Eved maybe was saying to him, alluding to them, is guys, you're not making it to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be bequeathing it because you're going to be a moirish, but ve'ein in yoshin. You're not going to be yoshin at all, and therefore there's no double or anything else. Upostulei tavayon, and he was able to push it both of them. Yerushah lachem aviseichem. So he dashed like this. It is a Yerusha. The word Meirasha will mean both in this case. Say you're an heir, and therefore you're going to get it. You will get a double portion. Umeirishim, but also you're not going to be inheriting it yourself because you're going to pass it on to your children because none of you are making it to this role. The Einon Yerushin. And he already said this in Parshas Shmos of Eda way before the Meraglim or anything else. This is when the Eibishter was telling him everything that your purpose is going to Israel. But the Makkah's there. I forgot which Makkah was. Behind the Chesiv, it says, in Oz Yoshe, Rashi sends a Chumash of Moshe, but here it seems all the Eden. It says, to the Eimoi, they will be brought in, but to Eimoi, you will plant them in Eretz Yisrael, behind Nachaloscha, to the Einu Loi Nemer, we're going to come, you're going to bring us in, Ela to the Eimoi, you bring them in. I guess Rashbam didn't like the fact to say Moshe Rabbeinu said something, he didn't know what he was saying. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a different Rashbam says over here that it was Klal Yisrael who was saying Shivayim over Shivayim. We'll see in a minute. Okay, Rashbam actually. Rashbam here would says Ki Yetzib Dabar Atayim, about 7 lines above the white lines. Just like the Menashe coming to say in the Vias, the Morishin ve'Eni Yoshim that they are going to bequeath. They didn't yet do the sin of Meraglim. Not only that, the Gzeda didn't happen yet. They all said in the Vias, they're not going to enter Yisrael. So talking about Klal Yisrael. Remember, Rashi says that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who said it. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Nevi, you know what he was saying? That I'm not going to go and I'm not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael." Anyway, back to Gemara, the story. Going back to Slavcha, Vatamid no lifnei Moshe, they stood there before Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says, "Velifnei Elazar Koyin," they stood before Elazar Koyin. "Velifnei Hanasiim," and in front of all the Nasiim, Chol Eidim, and the whole leadership community. Does that make sense? It sounded like, I guess, the first they asked Moshe. Moshe didn't know. They turned to Aaron. Maybe you know. I don't know. They turned to Eliezer. Then turned to Elazar. Then turned to everybody else. Klepnisht. Efshir amdu lifnei Moshe v'loy amru lehen dover. V'amdu lifnei anasim v'chol ha'eda. And they asked the Klai Yisrael, what do you guys think? So one day he says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Elisoras ha'mikre v'doshayu. Al kovod of Moshe, his name is mentioned first. But actually they asked Moshe last. First they asked the Eden. Then the Eden didn't know. They turned around to the Rabbanim to the Nasim. Then they turned around to the Lazar. Then they turned around. Then finally went to Moshe. But it's a pasnish to write Moshe's name last. So they put Moshe's name first in the pasuk. So turn the pasuk around. They were embarrassed. You don't just go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, it's called over a kosher. You realize. So therefore, they thought, you know, maybe the Eden, though.
But you don't go to the general population. No.
I say, well, you don't ask somebody, what should I do here today? Or you always go to the Rav? You start asking people around you, thinking maybe they know, and then you work your way up.
When you want to know who to give aliyah to, don't you ask your next door guy instead of asking the rav?
You definitely don't ask the rav. Abba Chana, no, Mamashun Rabbi Lezer, Abba Chana, Sani Rabbi Lezer, Bebeis HaMedrash HaYoshvi, and this is what happened. They were all sitting in Beis HaMedrash. The whole Chuvah Omdu Lehen Lifnei Kulon, and they stood there in front of everybody, and these women, just imagine, Moshe Rabbein is giving a shir for thousands of people, come in these four women, and the whole shir stops, and they start talking in public. I mean, just picture it, today, they've been thrown out of the shul and put a chedim, with signs everywhere. So they walk into the Beis HaMedrash, and they stood in front of everybody and they asked a question. So this is a fact. They were asking in front of Moshe. They didn't ask each, you know, one after another after another. They were asking in front of everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting and giving in yeshiva in Beis HaMedrash.
Sounds like the American TV shows where everybody's got to know your problems.
It's not only for them. They're talking about all women. They're standing up for the rights of women. These are the first women who stood up for the rights of women. And they weren't causing Lashem Sukkanius. The Mike Kamifli, what's the Machlekes? What's Machlekes? Marsava, one of them holds Chulkin. COVID. COVID the time coming up. Abba Chan says, even though they were only talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the pasuk acknowledges the existence of everybody else, because it's not an offense to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not an affront that you're acknowledging his Talmidim, because he gets a nachas that my Talmidim are also somebody, forget, and I'm teaching these somebodies. So therefore, you're allowed to be chayla covered to Talmokim Rav. Abba Marsava, but Rabbi Yoshi says, ain't chokin, unheard of. This would have happened. There's no way the Tater would have even acknowledged that an Adam existed there, let alone an Eder. They would only mention Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't give cover to a Talmud, Mokam Rav. And therefore, it must be that they first Taka asked the Eden, then they worked their way up till they got to Moshe Rabbeinu. And how do you do that? By turning the pasuk around. That's what I'm saying, yeah. More than that. Walk into Yeshiva, middle of Ponovich or Yeshiva there, and they say, hey, we have a Shaila. Everyone stop learning. The Hilchos Chelkin, the Gemara says, the halach is you give kavod to a Talmud b'mokam Rav. And then the Gemara says, the Hilchos ain't Chelkin. The halach is you don't give kavod to a Talmud b'mokam Rav. For the Gemara, Kashi, Hilchos, Hilchos. Which one is the halach? You're saying the halach like both. A Hilchos, Hilchos, what Kashi? Hard, the Polokli Rabbi Yekara, if you see that the Rav Taka gives kavod extends cover to Talmidim, then forget it's a cover to the Rav that you acknowledge the presence of the Talmidim. And how do light polygly Rabbi Yekara? And here, when the Rav does not give cover, and says the Rashbam, Rashbam is six lines in the wide lines. How do polygly Rabbi Rashbam? Says the Rashbam, Moshe Rabbeinu gave cover to Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's an honor to actually acknowledge his Talmidim, says Rashbam. What does that mean? Hapolui Rabbi. The Talmid Yikara, a Rav who extends a cover to his Talmud. Vada Nichele Shechalkul Gamachene Kovet. If the Rav gives a cover to the Talmud, the Rav, the Rebbe, then surely he doesn't mind and he enjoys, he appreciates when others give cover to his Talmidim. Umoisha Rabbeinu have a Poli Yikara L'Chol Yisroh. Where do we get this from? That Moshe Rabbeinu gave cover to all the Yidin. Where do we see that?
The
one year to another, yeah, but where did you know that from? Or this goof of the Gemara is Mechadish somehow.
But
on what basis?
The Gemara contemplates that you can have a situation where the Rav doesn't.
He's a teacher in a class, he hates the class, but that's what he gets paid to do. So he does it. But where do you get that?
Maybe in the scenarios where Moshe admits.
Yeah, but
like
then he says the word component, really intention.
Yeah, but how does he know that Moshe gave cover to the Eden? Anyway,
you know, was he saying because Moshe was a known of? I mean, he's saying because he was a Hamlet, they're making a footnote here. Because he was a known of, so he would be Mechala cover to everybody else.
Rabbi Negation learns, Punkfaked Rashbam. The way we learn the Rashbam. The Rashbam learned that Abba Chanan, so hold, you give cover to the, if the Rav gives cover to the Talmidim, you're allowed to acknowledge their existence. So you ask all at the same time, but you acknowledge that they exist. Rashbam says, You went first to them before you went to the Rav. Your question, why you go to them, not to the Rav straight? So if you know that the Rav gives cover to the Talmidim, then you go to the Talmidim. That itself shows that you respect their opinion and you're asking them first. They don't know, then you work your way up. And the other one says, no, you don't give any cover. That's why even though they're all sitting there, who you talk to, you address Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to this, Moshe Rabbeinu did not give cover to his Talmidim, and therefore you address the Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway. Right, the Gemara. Tell you learned. But it's lavchad. The daughter says lavchad. Chachmoni is saying we're very wise. Darishani is saying they knew how to dashen as well. Chachmoni is saying Rashbam says bederech eretz. Not that they were very wise. Interesting. Bederech eretz means they knew had manners and the ways of the world.
It's the one that didn't make sort of an appointment to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Pink in the middle in front of everybody to ask
you. The only thing that bothers you is the appointment. But they went in front of it. Listen, it bothered them. Darshan, he said, they knew how to dash in the pasuk.
So he set up the court system. He didn't make a free for
appointments. And
it's interesting, Gilad doesn't mention this. So, if you say that Yisrael came after Matan Torah.
Okay, we're going to find out something interesting here about the Gemara, that even though in the Tater it looks like they came to Moshe Rabbeinu right after in Parshat Pinchas, we surviving the land, actually did not happen at that time at all. We'll see in a minute. But Chachmon is named Derech Eretz. Chachmon and Derech Eretz, they were very street smart. How were they very street smart? So the Gemara says. Let's go here. Chachmon is saying, Darshan is saying, Tikkun is saying. Chachmon is saying, Shalafishah Dibra, they knew exactly when to pounce Moshe Rabbeinu. This thing was bothering them for years. They knew already the laws of inheritance, we said before, and the Rashbam, because some of them murder. They waited to pounce. What did they wait for? The moment Moshe Rabbeinu told them the laws of Yibum, that's where they came over and said, so girls count. So how come we don't Yashin? And if we don't Yashin, then we don't count. And our mother should marry a brother-in-law even if we're alive. So they waited for this moment so they can show that women and men are equal.
So
are equal.
Yibum is not in the Midrash.
Another thing
is also, if you go according to the day that says that it only goes to the Yotzim Mitzrayim, but not to the children.
Yeah.
So that diminishes their claim, doesn't it?
We had before. We had a question. What it is? We answered Chazada. That whichever way you learn, even Boye Oret, about Mitzrayim, we ask a question. What are you complaining? The father's not around. What are you tying it? Tying is because our father had brothers. And it goes back to the Zayda, and the Zayda then passes it down through our father, and we're not going to get that. So
yes, but then you need the posik to the Holy Council that the guy's going in. You need that posik to know that. You can't rely only on what...
We'll soon see they had from other psukim. So they had Yom Yehav. Moshe Beinu was middle dashing the sugi of Yevam Shenemar. It says in the pasuk, "Kiyeshvu achdim yachdav." If the brothers are living together, Omruloi. That's when they pounced. They said, "Okay, im kibben on chshuvim. If we're equal to a son, and therefore our mother does not get married if you have a daughter, then tnalo nachl kibben. Then you should inherit like a son. And im lav, and if we do not inherit like a son, then tisyab b'meinu." Yad, immediately after that, it says, "Vayakriv Moshe es mishpatim Hashem." So the Torah is definitely not in order. This is Kiseitzi and this is Pinchas. Definitely not in order. And the two events happened in succession.
Interesting how the Ramban would
be. But it was the end of the 40 years. The whole story of Slochot also the end of the 40 years. So it could have happened. Darshan, he is saying, they also knew how to darshan. They said, "Ilu hayelai ben." If we had a brother, Lady Barnu, we would not have spoken out, because we know that a son yashins, and we figured already out that a son, we have no problem that a son yashins before a daughter. That we have no problem. We would not have opened our mouths. We had a brother, we wouldn't say, oh, equal rights. We would not have said it. It's because there's no brother, and our family's name is going to be erased. Rashbam. Ilo hayu leben. But 10 lines in the Rashbam. Ilo hayu leben. Ki dechsiv, it says, ki ein leben. And they said, our father has no son. So kvar hoya yadua, they already knew. Shaben yoyde shes aviv, they knew the son precedes the gets presence over the daughter. Shahare hoyde is pashat nachlas kiram liv. We said they knew pashat nachlas from mother. the lahavi mesapkalu. The only suffix was eli nightless chayim chayim lahav. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, we said in the before, though Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the laws of nachlis, which means he passed it on. The only thing he didn't know was, do they get a double portion or not in the Yetzim Mitzrayim? Ukvar hayadua, and already it was known shebahaben yodesh es aviv, that the son yashin shari hayodesh pashat nachrim. Oh, sorry, is it that? The nimtzah shayyidah lidra. They already knew dashin to hide. It says in the pasuk. Then ain loy bahavartim nachlosa. So we right away knew, and it's pashut inference. Ha yesh leben who kain lebas. We wouldn't have any tainess if there was a brother here. But loy kedamer apopul by the perikin ain with ben ubas loy high loyish boy loy hadish boy. We're not like a pop asked the buy. Maybe they're both equal. Then they both don't yashin at all, or maybe they yashin equally. Back to the Gemara. They said if our mother would have had a daughter, we wouldn't have complained. What does that mean? And the Rashbam says here that even the Makshin didn't understand. If there was a daughter, there were four daughters there. What do you mean? If there was another daughter, we wouldn't have said anything. Rashbam says, interesting, you never have this. A guy asks a question, usually the guy has a question, he's trying to challenge what you're saying, because I have another pshat. He had no other pshat. He had no idea. So then the other shayim have a problem. The singing of the Gemara is not right. The singing is, oh, you're learning that way. What about you do with this, Bryce? As if you can't learn your way, but let's learn another way. What other way? What do you mean he had a daughter? We're garnished. We're pudding. Shafila ha'ya, singing of the Gemara, Omer Abimi, Sami Mekan. Bas, you're right. Erase this, Bryce. Abaya Amar, no. Afila ha'ya, Bas. This is what he's saying here. If we had a brother, and the brother died, and he left behind a daughter, so there's a granddaughter versus us, we learned before, Ben Einloy, Ayin Olav, that if he had a daughter, she gets first, we wouldn't have complained. Even though it's our daughter. That's right, yeah. But we're happy to follow Yechon Zake. I feel like Bas Leben, Lady Barnu, we wouldn't have said a word, but the problem was, there was no Bas Leben. Back to the Gemara, yeah.
I think the Benos Salaf were worried not about the big picture, they were worried just about themselves.
No, Shim Tzidkani, they were Tzadikis, and they only worry about the picture. Tzidkani is saying, and how do we say that Tzidkani is? Because we'll know they're all 40 years old. And we know none of them were married because we're making all these dinim about who they should marry. The Benach, oh, they're going to get married, we're going to lose the chaylet. It means they weren't married yet. Why Taka weren't they married? 40-year-old girl, why weren't they married? Shaloi Nisu El Hoglan, they're waiting for a Pasuk Shidduch. They were not going to rush into anything. They're all, the youngest one was 40. I will soon say how, and Tay says, how do we know they were 40? Because their father, Mekoshes, died the second year they were in the Midbar. Because they were in Meraglim. The first Shabbos after Meraglim. And this is 38 years later, 39 years later. So they'll have to be at least 40 years old.
Which means that
there
were
the
girls
were
in
Mitzrayim also. But they're under 20 when you're in Mitzrayim. You don't yash if you're under 20. They were waiting for a Pasuk Shidduch. Yeah, you hung around. Look at Rashbam. We can see later the most pelodica thing. Not only did this law about marrying your own shevet only apply for one term, one generation, it did not apply to Bnei Yisrael. They're the ones who brought this whole thing on, and they were the only ones that this
season.
They're allowed to marry anybody they wanted. Because it's like Moses will say, Eitz HaTeva Kamashalon. Eitz HaTeva Kamashalon. Look at Rashbam Mishlah. Nisa, Allah, Hagin Allah, and Kedah Amr, and Lekam, and say, Leram, Bnei Yisrael, Chod, Hutru, Nasi, Lecham, Mishi, Yitzu. The fact that the Gemara said they could have married anybody they wanted, that they weren't married yet. They were all bachelorettes. They could have married anybody they wanted. And let's say the possible later on we'll see that Latoy Beinei, anybody they wanted. Good advice. A suitable guy. And then they married their own, the members of their own shevet. They ended up marrying Menashe. It must be the most qualified, the most able people, most talented people. But Ashkan, Shanisha married them. Because it says, they married their cousins. And they wait for the cousin to grow up and prove themselves to be Hagoinim. So they waited. I got a problem with that. Why? Back to Gemara. Interesting piece of Gemara. Tani Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It's not so. Chizib laid down a rule. Nisa's Pachusaba says, if you get married young, under 18 years old, then you led this at Shishim. You become very fertile and you're able to give birth until 60 years old. Bas Essim, once you're 20, you get married, you're no longer that fertile. Yeled is Adar Boim. You can only give birth till the age of 40. But once Bas Aboim, if you didn't have any children and you didn't get married before the age of 40, Shuv any Yeled is, you're barren. So how can they wait till after 40 years old to get married? Ella, mitoich shetzidkoni is saying, because there was tzidkoni is nasir lehen nes ke yecheved. A nes happened like yecheved, that even though she was 130 years old, that she was able to give birth again. So they did not rely on this nes. They just waited for a paschal shidduch. And because they're not tzidkoni, so therefore the Eibishter made it happen. The Ebenezer, you know the Ebenezer on that. He says, that Hakam the Tater didn't, such a miracle, why did they reverse it? Ebenezer, not the Ramban.
No, it's Ramban.
It's Ebenezer.
I think it's Ramban, because
yeah, okay. Anyway, the bottom page. Umeshani mitoch shetzidkonis haye betuchis bitzidkosin sheyaslam nes. He learns, not like I just told you the other ones learned. He learned that they lechatchila relied. They were soimach on a nes. They're not getting married. By 40, you have to get married. That's tzidkonis, and they relied on nes will happen.
Are you saying something
for nes? Yeah, but that's what it says right here. The Rishbam learns that they relied on the nes. Ki yechevet. Well, the kachnis aku ada boim shana b'shvil hin nasi lahogin. They waited till 40. To marry the right person. She gave birth after 40. However, Yechev is not a good example, because we just had a minute ago, if you get married under 20, then your time of birth, you're beginning birth. Now, she had already out in the Miriam. But if you work as 130, then even when she got married, it was over 20. But it's, you don't know when she got married. We have no idea when the first time they got married. Might have got married when she was 19. It just took a very long time till she gave birth. Because if 130 Moshe, then Miriam was 6 years old, it was 124. Maybe it took 105 years before she gave birth to the first child. We don't know.
Still a nest, because it would be only
until
60, it says.
I know, true. But true. By Yechevit could very well be she got married under 40. Back to the mother. What's the match? The Chesiv, it says, that Yelech Chesha Beis Levi, Yechach Bas Levi, that the Amram went from Beis Levi and he took a Bas Levi. Efshe Bas Meyev Shleishim Shana V'Kodol Abas. It's not the Ramban, it's Ebenezer. The Ramban will not shlug up a Gemara.
No, he gives an explanation.
I'm sure. Ebenezer is machishit. Ebenezer says it can't be. It's not true.
The Ramban is asking why he sold such a big
nes. Ebenezer said the same thing. Therefore, he says
he gives an explanation.
So she's 130 years old, and you still call a bas. When you become a woman, you're always a girl. This is referring to Yecheved, and she was conceived as they were leaving Mitzrayim, and she was born as they crossed through the gates into Mitzrayim. I guess so. The Chesiv, it says, Asha Yolda, it was a 6-month baby. Asha Yolda Oisa Levi b'Mitzrayim, was given birth to Levi in Mitzrayim. Lay dosa be Mitzrayim, but the hayrasa shalom Mitzrayim. She was conceived before she went to Mitzrayim. By my kara lebas. So why is she still called a bas Levi? She's 130 years old. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda bas Vida melamed. So we know the chesed 130 because Moshe was 80 years old when he left Mitzrayim, and she was Moshe's mother, and they were there 210 years. So we make the chesed that she was born right then and there. And she was 130 and gave birth. Omer Rav Yehuda bas Vida melamed. She no debas simani nidus. She was like a young girl again, that she had all the signs of a young girl. Nis aden abaser, the smooth out all the flesh. Nis pashto hakmatin, all the wrinkles. Any plastic surgeon would love this thing if you figure out the trick. All the wrinkles disappeared. The chazar hayayfi lemekaymai. Once again, she was beautiful, like a young girl. It says in the pasuk, vayikach. He took Bas Levi. Vayikach sounds like he got married for the first time, but we know it was the second marriage, because they were married first and then they divorced, and then Miriam got them back together again. Vayikach v'yachzem eboyle. Should have said that they remarried again. We learn out from here, he made it public. He publicized the marriage, because at Miriam had a tiny. Your gzeira is worse than a potter. You divorced, everybody divorced. So when you get remarried, tell the whole world. Plus, there were people making fun. You're marrying your aunt, you're not allowed to. So the Ramban said, because for Matan Teda, whatever, or in Chutz La'aretz. So he married her the second time. He wants everyone to know that he's allowed to do what he's doing. Hayshiva Bapar, you put her in a chariot, or others say a chuppah. He made a public chuppah, even though the second marriage done quietly, he made it public, so all the Eden should see that he's Moisa Nefesh, Pari made a Gzeda, he's defying it, and he's getting married and bringing children to this world. knowing that Pari said that all the boys are going to get killed. The Aaron and Miriam mishelim for nef. Mehila, not that for the second wedding, the kids come to the wedding. Aaron and Miriam came to the wedding. Umalache hashodes aimin. The malachim was singing and dancing, and they said the pasuk aim habanim smecha. The Mashal beautifully says, it says in the pasuk, Moshivi akedas abayis. I brought back the akedas abayis. That's Amram marrying Yechavit. And aim habanim smecha. He says aim is Rosh Tevis. Aim is Aaron and Miriam. They're dancing in front. And Aaron and Moshe, from this union, we're going to bring a Moshe into the world. They're going to have the two greatest sons, Aaron and Moshe. So aim, now that I have the Aleph and Mem are complete, Aaron and Miriam dancing, and Aaron and Moshe leading the Eden, Abonis Mecha. So Miriam was happy. Pretty good thing, these.
Yeah, to hear it's Aaron and Miriam, and the both of parents alive. No. If your mother remarries,
no.
And to somebody else, because she's a widow, no. She's
not
allowed to
come. Yeah. Yeah, and you see, from here they bring an idea from that you like a second marriage, even though it's other people, even though it's the same father and mother, because there's other things behind horror and that kind of stuff. But they do go to chuppah, they go to reception. I don't know. There's all kinds of. There's no halacha. There's minhag. There's no halachas there.